Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch faith. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. Give it away. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the alternative chart. It's a new year for us now, folks, as we've reached 1989, specifically the week of January 21st, 1989. It was a very conservative world in hindsight looking back. You know, at least we had cool music because George Bush Sr. was just sworn in for his first and only term in the White House.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
And Margaret Thatcher was ruling with an iron fist over the United Kingdom.
No. No. No.
Thankfully, we had Phil Collins, right? Right? Are you with me? Yeah, he was dominating the Billboard pop charts with Two Hearts. It was also the week of Super Bowl 23 between the Cincinnati Bengals and the San Francisco 49ers. San Fran would take that game by a score of 20-16 in that low-scoring affair. The Modern Rock chart was topped by a now solo UK singer-songwriter Julian Cope with his single, Charlotte Anne. Charlotte Anne, I do understand. Charlotte Anne, I do understand. Charlotte. Now this song had Radio Friendly written all over it, and that memorable hook in the chorus just grabs you. Who is Julian Cope? He's fairly well known in the UK as he's had quite a lengthy career that started with the post-punk band The Teardrop Explodes back in the late 70s. He's also had a string of charting songs on the UK charts as a solo artist from 1984 through 1996, and he's still releasing albums to this day. But his only real U.S. success came with Charlotte Anne. Charlotte Anne, I do understand. Charlotte Anne, I do understand. Charlotte Anne, I do understand. This song was able to sit at the top of the Modern Rock chart for only a single week, splitting up a run by two different tracks from REM. Charlotte Anne also reached number 35 on the UK singles chart.
To the land, beneath the sky, there is an open fire.
You can purchase Charlotte Anne in either a CD single with the B-sides Books, and that's a song with Ian McCullough of Echo and the Bunnymen, whom Cope had a long history with, as well as the B-sides A Question of Temperature and Christmas Morning. There's also a 7-inch vinyl that was released of this track as well, with Christmas Morning on the flip side. I do understand. Julian Cope and Charlotte Anne. Not a whole lot more information about this. Check out the video on YouTube, and I'll post it on Twitter at DJBKRetro, where you can follow me for new episodes of Modern Rock Number 1, as well as DJ Mixes and a whole bunch of other content that I'm posting at DJBKMusic on Facebook as well. And remember to purchase Charlotte Anne on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever else you get your music. And I'll catch you again on Modern Rock Number 1.